for the Libcast. You're joined by me, Fleischy, and my fellow co-host, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello, Aaron. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit sore, but all right.
What have you been doing to make yourself?
I was cooking sausages all yesterday for a charity.
You know, that would make you sore.
Yes, because I was standing at a burger all day yesterday.
Oh, you burnt
sausages.
Your hands, have you?
No, I basically just my back aches from standing all day. Just standing, cooking all day. From about 9 o'clock to about 4 o'clock, I was cooking. But yes, that was some charity thing I was doing yesterday.
Some charity shindig. Did everyone enjoy the sausages?
Probably. They paid us for some sausages, so.
Did everyone survive?
I've not had any complaints yet.
Fully cooked. Well, you wouldn't do if they're dead.
Yes. No, they were all fully cooked because I had to test them all.
You mean you took a bite out of all of them?
Yeah. No, we temperature checked the sausages, each batch of sausages.
Okay.
To make sure they're all
responsible of you all.
Yes. Well, if you're feeding the public, you have to make sure that you're not going to poison them all.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, yeah, it tends to be good on the business, you know.
Good practice.
Yeah, it's good. Good business practice.
Best practice to not kill people.
Yes, they tend not to come back and eat more sausages if you kill them the first time.
I know, my daughter's just sort of started to get her head around this whole concept that dead people don't come back.
Okay.
Because she said, I've not died yet. I said, no. It won't be for a while. She was like, but everyone else has a turn. It's like, not quite how it works, Chloe.
Everyone does have a turn eventually.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's not wrong. But I don't think she fully appreciates the enormity of the event.
The finality of the...
Yeah, exactly. We'll at the right time, we'll work on it with her. At the moment, she can ponder the mysteries of life by herself.
That would actually lead into my first game,
which is
Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice.
And what is Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice?
It's a story game. It's a third person linear story game where a girl woman goes from Orkney over to go to Helheim.
Right.
I believe
Orkney's a real place.
Orkney is Helheim? A real place. Helheim is where Hel lives.
Right.
She looks over the dead.
Right.
In Norse mythology. So
okay.
Senua's going to meet her beloved. To reclaim her beloved back from hell. Because her beloved apparently has been sacrificed to hell. And she's going back to claim him back.
Right.
But it's all about... It's a bit of... there's voices in her head. And she's sort of... There's some mental issues with Senua. And apparently it's a... They got psychologists in and... people to go over it all, and it's supposed
that was going to be my next question. Is it actually well handled, or is it?
From what I can tell, yes. It seems okay at the moment. Obviously, I'm not that far in. I've just reached the first boss. I've not done much fighting yet. I put the fighting on easy because I am terrible at fighting. But yeah, I did die at the first boss. Apparently, if you die too many times, it's supposed to delete your save.
Mm.
But I think it's out on the internet that, it doesn't actually happen. They threaten that it happens, and then it doesn't. Doesn't matter how many times you die. Or, I don't know. That's a claim. We'll see. Maybe I'll be the first one to get my save deleted because I'm so terrible at this game. But we'll see.
Just so awful. They can't afford to have it on the list.
Yeah. If you die 50 times on the first boss, maybe you didn't ought to carry on with the game. So we'll see. It's good. I like because apparently she's She's got all blue face paint on and things, so she may be a Britain picked sort of person. I don't know. I don't know where what, but she's obviously into the. They talk about the Northmen, the Norse, right. The Vikings, effectively, right. And they're on about their religion and their thing. So obviously she's probably a native of Orkney. Because Orkney was taken over by the Vikings quite early on.
So she could well be a Pict.
They were Scots. Scots, yeah. They were native of Scotland.
Ireland was Scots.
No, sorry. They were Scotland-based Picts, weren't they?
Yes, yeah. So Scotland wasn't Scotland. Scotland was Ireland, and Scotland was called Picts.
Right, yes.
As far as I'm aware.
Okay. But Orkney, I don't know how it turned out, but yeah, Orkney now, these modern day, more identifies with the Norway than it does Scotland. A lot of it does. They don't associate themselves as much with Scotland, which is weird because obviously they are part of the British Isles. So yeah, it's a bit weird, but yeah, that's how it is at the moment. Because I did actually go to Orkney.
I was just about to ask, how do you know such things?
Yes. Me and my wife spent a good week up there in Orkney.
Are you freezing?
It was all right. It's a bit windy because there's not many hills on Orkney.
Right.
There's about one hill, I think.
How big is Orkney itself? It can't be.
There's a few islands that make up Orkney.
Okay.
There's two main islands that are joined together with a sort of a causeway sort of thing.
Orkney.
Mm-hmm. And there's two big towns on there, Stromness and Kirkwall. And yeah. And then you go over to Hoy and some of the other islands. And yeah, it's quite good. There's a lot of archaeology and ancient sites there. If you're into all your ancient sites, it's just basically you just drive down the road and, you know, every, you know, 100 yards down the road, there'll be another site. And we went to a nice burial mound in a farmer's field.
I love that. A nice burial mound.
Yeah, it was a lovely preserved burial mound. And you basically got into it by, I think you lay down on a cart and wheeled yourself in.
What?
Yeah, that's the way you had to get in.
Into the mound?
Yes.
There's like a hole, but you have to lie flat type thing.
Sort of thing, yeah.
It's bizarre.
Because it was just on this field, and he's made a little museum and stuff out of it, and just charged you a couple of quid to go in. Or at least this was some years ago now, so...
I am... Are you working for the Orkney Tourist Board?
No, it's great for that sort of thing. If you want, if you want lots of family attractions, maybe not so much. If you want to see stone circles and burial mounds and some Viking graffiti, yes, great. But yeah,
right.
And do some walking. That's about what you get on Orkney. I think when we were there, they were all excited about getting broadband.
Look. Broadband is an exciting thing to have happen to you.
It is when you're that far from the mainland.
Yeah.
So
I would imagine that's their main method of communication.
Yeah, and obviously getting TV signals is probably a bit limited
must
up there
be,
as well.
Must still be satellite.
I don't know, because I don't know how far up the Astra satellite covers.
You say that, but you're the one who works for the Orkney Tourist Board.
Well, yeah. It was great because I did actually subscribe to their newsletter, their newspaper, for a while.
What, did they post it to you?
Yeah. And I got it posted to me.
And then Orkney went bankrupt because they were posting everything to.
Well, no, because you obviously have to pay for it all. But yeah, it was quite good. That was quite good. I only had it for a year, but yeah, that was quite fun.
Hmm.
But yeah, the games.
Oh, yes.
Game's really pretty as well. Obviously, I had it in 4K.
So is this a... Is this the Hellblade? Is this an indie game? Is this a small-scale thing or a big...
It's a... I can't remember who make it. Is it Ninja Theory? I'm trying to remember now. I'll have a look while I'm talking. But yeah, it's not supposed to be a very long game, I don't believe. But it's very pretty. But it is effectively a narrative story game. Yes, Ninja Theory. They developed and published it.
Okay.
Themselves.
Quite a big, they're like a bigger indie studio.
Yes, yes. It's not that expensive either. It's only £25 full price. So.
Not bad.
Yeah, I've played less than an hour, but it's a really pretty game, especially in 4K. And the models, the model of her and the dynamics of the environment, and it's really dark. Really dark. But yeah.
Dark as in...
Well, both dark as in a lot of the time there's not much light. There are times when it is bright sunlight, but yeah, most of the time it's really, really dark. And obviously the subject matter is really dark. You're going to Helheim to basically reclaim the soul of your loved one. Fighting gods and giants to get there. And it is called Senua's Sacrifice. It's not... It's not going to be a nice, uplifting game.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the ending is. I'm not overly optimistic that it's going to be a good ending. As in a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I do.
You think it's going to be one of those?
Yeah. But yeah, the mental thing is going to be quite interesting. How they deal with that as well. All the voices in her head and everything. Telling her what to do, and it's just constantly chattering at you, these voices. They're constantly having to go at you and berating you and telling you what you should and shouldn't have done, and yeah, just constant.
Telling you you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. You shouldn't go there. Oh, she shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, so it's just constant. So, yeah, we'll see. I suspect it will get very, very dark towards the end. It starts off quite dark anyway. You're paddling a log canoe down a manky swamp river with dead bodies everywhere. With an ominous music, and it's really foggy and dark and dank. With voices telling you that it's all going wrong and that you're going to die and it's all going to be wrong. And yeah,
not really encouraging.
No, it's great. But yeah, I shall carry on and see what's going off.
How long is it meant to be as a game?
I don't know. I don't think it's much more than 4 hours, but I can't tell you exactly how long it's supposed to be. I can have a look.
There's something you can complete in like at least an evening.
Yeah. I won't, because I'm not sure I could do more than an hour or two at a time.
Why? Because it's so heavy going.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm terrible at it.
How many times have you died?
I've died twice or three times so far, and I've only played 0.7 of an hour.
Right.
Oh!
What?
Okay. No, apparently it can take 11 hours to complete
the
game. So that's not as small as I thought it was.
No. That's of a reasonable size.
Yeah. Oh, no, hang on. In case you'll be looking more towards 11 hours. So it's about 9 hours normal. Oh, it says there we are. You're looking at 6 to 8 hours normal, but yep. 11 hours if you want to do everything.
Okay, so completionist.
Yeah, so 6 to 8 hours, that's a good.
That's a couple of that's a week's worth of gaming.
Yeah, it's quite a while for me. So hopefully over the next week, I shall get at least halfway through that. Get another 2 or 3 hours in there. Get halfway point. We'll see how far I get. But it depends how much time I can take away from my other games. My standard games like Boundless and Elite Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous.
Yes. Yes, it might feature a bit. I don't know.
We're going to steer around that.
Yes.
We're not going to camp on Elite Dangerous for this week.
Nope.
We can camp on a pocket camp.
Yes.
What's pocket camp?
Animal Crossing pocket camp.
You've got it.
I'm in Australia, don't you know?
And come on then.
And it's all right. It's not a bad game. Obviously there's microtransactions in it, but
yep.
I'm not sure where they come and speed things up, but I'm only level, I think, 7 or 8.
Right.
I think I might have hit 8 earlier today.
Microtransactions feel essential, or?
I haven't a clue yet. Not come across any time that I wanted them. Can you speed things up? But apparently later on, things can take hours and hours to complete. But I'm playing about 10, 15 minutes on the loo, or maybe half an hour if at lunch, or I'm spending hours on it.
And how does it work in terms of the story? So Animal Crossing, obviously you arrive in a village and then you have to buy a plot of land from Tom Nook, the biggest crook in the world.
No, Tom. I haven't seen Tom Nook. I've seen Isabel.
Is Isabel the mayor?
No, aren't you the mayor or something?
Only in the most recent Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah, I've only played New Leaf really. Okay. Isabel is the your secretary when you're in New Leaf. I don't know about in the other games, but in New Leaf, Isabel is your secretary. In this game, Isabel basically just says, "Oh, you're the guy who's taking over the new campsite. Here you are. Here's your campsite. Off you go. This is how you do things. Basically, takes you through a quick tutorial, and off you go. And basically, you are managing a campsite now.
Okay.
And I've not had to pay Tom Nook any bells, which is a bit weird.
That's very weird.
I don't owe anyone any money at the moment, which is odd. I believe I can take a loan out at some point to do things, but I haven't had to yet. I've got plenty of bells at the moment. I've got 20,000 bells. So I don't know at what point it tips and I have to borrow money to get amenities or get things. Maybe I do at some point. But I can't buy an amenity until I get to level 10. So at the moment my campsite has a tent, a hammock, a love seat, a couple of other bits, a hand washing area, and that's about it really. Doesn't seem to have any toilets, which is a bit of a dodgy campsite as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, it's got a love seat, but no toilet.
Yeah. Basically, what you do is you go around to these other areas around the campsite and meet other animals. And you do tasks for them, give them things. So you go harvest your fruit, your bugs, your fish. What else is there? I think that's about it at the moment. And then you give various things to animals. I think you can give 3 requests to an individual animal.
Right.
Per time period. I don't know what the time period is. And then they run out of requests. I think you can buy a ticket to give them more requests. So if you want to power level them, you can. Or you just switch over to another animal and give them 3 requests or whatever. And then when you've built up so many of the, when you've got them to level 2 friendship, then you can invite them to your campsite. But each animal also requires certain things on your campsite for them to come and visit your campsite. So I think the cat required a love seat. I can't remember what the dog, the goth dog, wanted. I think she wanted a swing seat. I could be wrong. There's various things that each of them want on your campsite. So you then have to go and craft those from resources you get from giving. Whenever you give over some fish to, say, if you give the cat some fish, if that's what they're requesting, then they'll give you some wood, some steel or whatever back. And then you can use that to craft whatever you need to craft.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And, yeah, you can buy outfits and you can buy things for your camper van. Because basically you've got a camper van that you go around to various sites in. So when you go to, say, the wooded area, you take the camper van over to the wooded area and then you go around there. What you can also find in each location is another human person. So you'll see an animal in each area and a human person in each area. They are possibly real players.
I was about to ask, is that just Animal Crossing human or actual human?
I don't know. It's put as though they're human players, but I don't know whether they are real human players or just pretend human players.
Right.
So it's put across to you that they are real people. Mm-hmm. And you can friend them. I tweeted out my park code the other day. In case anyone wanted it. And they can friend and they can give kudos to each other and stuff. And you can trade stuff.
And did people want your park code?
I don't know. I did get a friend request, but that might have been through the game, though.
Okay.
Because obviously, if you meet these human players in an area, if it is randomly servicing people's accounts to me,
then
I can visit their park. I can give them kudos and also send them a friend request.
Right.
So, I got a random friend request through. That might have been through the game or it might have been through the tweet. So, I don't know. We'll see. Because obviously it's a bit limited because it's only in Australia at the moment.
When's it launching?
Late November.
Soft launch? Are we just anticipating sort of server issues and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just trying it out with real players at the moment. Okay. And then end of November, it's going worldwide, apparently.
On all platforms? It's not going to be Android first?
No, it's going to be Android and iOS. It's Android and iOS in Australia at the moment.
It's on iOS in Australia, is it?
Yes.
Oh, so I could just do the Australia thing.
Yeah, you can do the Australian trick and pretend you're in Australia. If you've got an Australian iTunes account, you can just get it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I got... remember that Microsoft keyboard that they released with where you could change into an Arc?
No.
So Microsoft released a keyboard for iOS. I think they've pulled it now, but you could, by making a gesture on the keyboard sort of collapsed into an Arc. So it was like one-handed mode from the corner.
Okay.
And that was the first keyboard that did that, which was pretty good. And I had to be in America for that.
Okay. Now this, obviously on Android, you just download the APK from a less than perfect site. And then you install it.
But does it have legs? Is it like Mario Run, which actually, although it's...
I don't know. I never bothered with Mario Run. It wasn't.
Mario Run was really elegant in the end. Like it took. You had to accept it what it was,
Yeah.
But then, actually, the more you played, the more elegant it became.
I don't know how long I'll stay with this. I don't know. We'll see.
Does it interest you?
It's a nice little pocket game. Just, it's a casual game.
Right.
And yeah, it's perfectly fine. I had some Crazy Taxi game before that, and it's more engaging than that. I'm fine.
That was a
clicker. It was just a clicker.
Yeah, it wasn't.
There wasn't much game there. There's not much game here either, to be honest.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's
normally Nintendo. There's at least like a satisfying gaming loop. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's fairly nice. You know, you're going to collect fruit and you're going to collect bugs. There's a little mini game for bugs and for fish. And the fact that you for fishing, you tap in the water and it launches the float. And then when the fish bites, it says tap on it and you have to tap again. And if you tap at the right time, it catches the fish. It's not hard or complicated, but it is.
But is it satisfying?
Yeah. Feels all right. I quite like it. It's a nice
little thing. That's one of the things with mobile games. It's almost more, does it fill those few seconds, A, and does it feel good when it fills those few seconds?
Yeah, I've already run out of inventory space a lot of times.
And what do you do to get more inventory space?
Pay you money. Spend some of your leaf tickets.
So in-game money?
Yes, but it's the in-game money that you can buy for real money. But at the moment, I've spent a whole bunch of that I got for free anyway. Whether I'll run out later, I don't know. I've just been spending my... Because if you do certain tasks in the game, you get that money anyway.
Right.
But I suspect it's going to be harder and harder to get that money the later and later on in the game you get. Although you
do
get...
Is it going to be one of those? Or do you think Nintendo would have done it so that actually by playing it, as long as you're playing it properly, you'll always be able to...
I don't know. Because at the moment... I suppose if you do the time challenges, that might be a good way of getting those. But the general challenges, obviously, you can get the first few really easy because it's just collect 10 fruit or collect 5 bugs or whatever. But obviously, the later one, you've already got those then. And the next one is collect 100 bugs or collect 100 fish or whatever. So they're going to take longer and longer to get. We'll see how spaced out they are as I get on with it. You do get a hundred leaf tickets for linking your Nintendo account.
Right.
And it cloud saves it to your Nintendo account.
That's good.
Which is weird because Switch doesn't do cloud saves.
No, but I think it's going to.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I just don't. It's a bit like it didn't do something else really fundamental before, and I can't remember what it was, but now it can.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't, but yeah. But yeah, this does. It does cloud save, but I can't at the moment because mine's a UK Nintendo account.
And so it won't register it?
So it won't register it because I'm playing in Australia.
Okay.
So later on in the month, I'll be able to register it in theory. Let's hope that works.
I get what the issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be something that will fit in. As I said, Mario Run has been surprisingly good for me.
It's fitting fine with me. If I'm on the loo, I can collect some fruits and maybe do a request. If I'm stuck in the car waiting for the wife to finish shopping in the supermarket or whatever, I can just quickly do a couple of requests. I don't think if I was playing it for maybe an hour or so, as a game, I'm not sure how well. So if I had a tablet version and I was playing it as a proper game, I don't know whether it would keep my interest.
That's interesting.
And if you're putting out ages and ages into it, you can run out of requests quite quickly.
Right.
Because obviously I've only got something like 4 areas available to me at the moment. And if there's only one animal in each area, that's not that many requests. That's only sort of like, 4 times 3? So it's 12 requests. So that's not huge amounts of requests for you to complete before you've run out. And you need to get these other types of ticket. I don't know where you get those from. To give you requests again. To renew the requests.
So you can sort of reach like an end game stage almost.
Well, you can reach a finish of this session sort of thing. But right. Animal Crossing has always been a bit time based, hasn't it?
Yes. And that's why it just feels like it should be a
mobile game.
A natural fit to a mobile, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't fit in with a desktop game or a couch game. 3DS is fine because that's a mobile platform as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, phone game. Seems all right. Seems good. I don't know how much depth there is there. How much story we're going to get. Maybe at level 10 I get something different when I have to start doing amenities and things and building a campsite. I don't know. Maybe Tom Nook comes by later and says, you know this campsite isn't free. You know you have to pay for your...
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Tom Nook is a despicable raccoon.
He is.
He's morally bankrupt.
But we'll see.
There's not many raccoons more morally bankrupt than him.
I haven't been to the quarry yet. I have to pay leaf tokens to go into the quarry, I think. Either that or I need to team up with some people to go in the quarry. I don't know. I need to have a look.
Do you think they're going to try and real world it like they've done Pokemon Go?
No. What? As in real locations and stuff?
Yeah, as in like...
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean? So there'll be like raids and you can actually meet up with people and play Animal Crossing together and characters will be in the same thing because you're in the same area.
I don't think they're going to bother with that. Okay, I think it's just a game. I don't think they're doing the real life location. It was fine for Pokemon Go, but yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon Go didn't really have many legs, though, as a game.
Yes, yeah. Although I don't think this is that complicated of a game, but we'll see.
No?
It's not a really complicated game. But then again, it's a phone game. It doesn't need to be complicated. It needs to be enough to pass the time for 10-15 minutes. From what I want from a game, a mobile game, I don't want a really complicated game. Because I've tried to put some really fairly decent games on there. Because obviously I've got Android, so I can, you know, put a SNES emulator on or a...
Right.
BBC, you know, I can run... I did try and play Elite on there at one point, but the original Elite. Because I can get a BBC emulator on there. It's not that sort of thing. You don't want to play... sit in front of the phone for half an hour to do a game. You want to... I just have, you know, 10 minutes every now and then to quickly... tap on something, and that's it. I'm done. It's a time waster game.
There's a few games that I just keep going back to, like Simpsons Tapped Out, Mario Run's become one of them, and actually at the moment I've been playing Frame 2.
Okay, well that's slightly bigger game though, isn't it? That's slightly more of a game.
But it's very much segmented, so because it's based on the whole comic book... So the way Framed works, for anyone who hasn't played the original, is you're rearranging the panels in a comic book to solve the story, so it makes... So the story can kind of happen.
Yeah.
And frame two is just a continuation of that. The panels rotate. I can't remember if they rotated in frame one, but they rotate in this one.
No, you just swap them round.
So in frame two, the panels rotate as well as being able to swap them around. So there's a little bit more complexity to it. And it's more of the same. I loved Framed, so I was very happy to see Framed 2 come out. I didn't think we'd ever get a sequel.
I quite like Framed, but I never finished it.
Oh, it's worth. I mean, look, it's not like an epic story behind it. The puzzles were really good. They got very clever. What was interesting in Framed 2, there was one type of puzzle that I've not seen before Framed at all, which was that, you know how you've got to have, like, what I would class as an observational puzzle? So, can you see something's happening in the environment? And if so, that means something.
Yeah.
They're those sorts of things.
Okay.
I've had one of them where you've got to sort of work out the number sequence. And it was good. It was different. Like, they're obviously going to be trying different things. I'm only about 4 or 5 puzzles in, so I'm relatively early on in the game. They are taking me already longer to solve than the first 4 or 5 did in Framed 1, which is good, because Framed 1 I breezed through pretty quickly. There was one puzzle towards the end of the game where you had to work out, like, there was around 12 panels, and you had to work out the sequence of ladders the guy had to climb up.
Okay.
And that was sort of the whole jazz. Whereas, because you can now rotate, like, there's more combinations within a fewer panels.
Okay, yeah.
So if I can, you know, if it scales up like it did before, then it's just going to get good.
Going to get a bit manic.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it, because I really like the puzzle mechanics. So I'm all for it getting a bit more complicated.
Yeah, I might give it a go. I need to either put it on the work iPad or something, because I don't have a tablet of my own anymore.
Is it not on your phone?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd do it on my phone.
It works really well on the phone because you can. Because you can dip in, dip out. It's got that sort of whole, I'll just quickly do a level.
And yeah, it's just...
It doesn't take too long to do a level. It takes maybe 4 minutes.
I think I prefer it on the iPad, though, because of the nice screen. It's looking... And the aspect ratio for a comic looks quite good. I might try it on my phone. We'll see.
So yeah, I've been playing that. I don't think I've played anything else on mobile. I have been finally playing South Park: The Fractured Butthole.
Okay.
And it's very good.
Yeah.
So the criticisms on it on the reviews.
Yeah. Were
that it wasn't that funny and it wasn't as good as the first game. I've been enjoying it so far. I mean, I've done the opening 4 or 5 hours, so it's much longer than the first game, because I nearly finished on the first game 4 or 5 hours in.
Yeah.
It was really short. I can't remember what the actual playtime on the first game was, but it felt like it was sort of 8 hours or so.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of 4 hours in. I've fought some sixth graders. I've already completed one. Alright, I'll start from scratch. So, the first South Park game, it was all based in the fantasy universe of South Park, so, like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was a Lord of the Rings sort of thing, wasn't
so
it?
So this one's all superheroes. So the Coonan friends is the South Park superhero gang, and that's what these chaps are, right?
Yeah.
The way that this works, you have a superhero character page. So you know how you had top trumps?
Yep.
And you had, like, superpowers, weights, height, those sort of things.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you've kind of got the same. Like, you, got, what is your weakness? You know, what is your mission statement sort of thing for being a superhero? Like, what is your one thing that you want to do above all else? And the way that you can fill out these various bits is first of all, through the story. You complete them through the story. But you can also complete pages in your what's called your superhero sheet.
Okay, yeah.
Through various like in-game challenges. So if you kill 25 of a certain enemy, then you go to like mastery skill in that, and then you get clothing, some other stuff. It works really well. So I've killed all the Raisin Girls. Raisins is the school age version of Hooters.
Okay.
So I've killed all the Raisins. So I've got their sheet. I can't remember what it gave me. It gave me like a boost and some clothing. And I'm just sort of playing my way through it. The story's okay at the moment. Essentially, it's based on one of the episodes from. Okay, so it's based on the Coon and Friends, which is a recurring thing within South Park. And callously, in this new series, which I think is season 21, they've got an episode that works as the precursor towards the overarching atmosphere in this game.
Okay.
So basically, the Coon and Friends has split in half, and one half trying to prove the other half better. So Cartman travels back in time to get his half to find a cat. That is the premise of the game. You're finding a cat.
Okay.
South Park, so finding a cat turned out to be not a straightforward task. It's as funny as the original game in the places that I've played so far. The one fun thing is sort of how kiddified the stuff is. So obviously they play on the fact that they're kids, so lava is in fact red Lego bricks that are just all over the place. But when you touch them, you do actually set on fire and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's just little touches that make things funny. There is, of course, still a fart button, which seems to be doing South Park RPGs now. Look, it's South Park. It's never going to set the world on fire. I think because the first one was so fresh and new and well-executed in how much it captured South Park, it had that novelty factor that this one obviously doesn't. And just look past the fact that it's not novel, and that has been a South Park RPG before.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the problem.
Yeah,
people are expecting something fresh and new, but it's not. It's another South Park game.
Yeah, and it's another South Park RPG, and just the same way that JRPGs are very similar to each other, and you know, Western action RPGs are generally very similar to each other. So South Park RPGs are very similar to each other. And if you like South Park RPGs, you will like the Stick of Truth. Not Stick of
Fractured
Truth,
but Whole.
Fractured but Whole, yes. It's really as simple as that. If you like one, you'll like the other.
Yeah, you see, I quite heavily fell off South Park.
South Park series. Stick of Truth. Okay. How come?
I don't know. I just wasn't that bothered about it anymore. Although, to be fair, I have fallen off most telly at the moment. We'll see. Because I'm not watching much telly. I'm watching a bit of anime, and that's about it.
Okay.
So maybe, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Completely off our normal thing. Did you watch Blue Planet 2 the other day?
Nope. No, I've not.
New episode.
No,
it was
not.
Rehashed. I'm sure. So this week's episode was all about The Deep.
Okay.
I'm sure some of the footage they used on the previous series. Sure.
Okay.
Some of the stuff about geothermal vents and things I'm confident was archive footage.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. But I feel like it was. So South Park, I've been thoroughly enjoying. Doesn't give out its achievements. So the first game gave out achievements left, right and centre. This one I'm having to work a little bit harder to get those valuable Xbox achievement points. But it is a very console-friendly RPG, so for those people who do want to play with controllers, definitely don't worry about that sort of thing.
Yeah, I could say, I guess so, that as this one's a longer one, you probably are going to have to work harder to get the achievements. Darkness, because it's the same amount of achievements, isn't it?
It's still 250 points, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, so so they're going to have to spread them out through their entire game. So if you've got a longer game, they're going to come slower, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. There's the obligatory stupid achievements.
Yes. Yeah.
Stuff like try on 10 pieces of XYZ clothing. Oh, there is a toilet mini game. I can't remember if there was a toilet mini game.
I don't know. I didn't play much of the first one. I didn't really get into the whole game play on that one.
No, but there is definitely a this toilet theme, and I'm sure it's going to give me an achievement when I use enough toilets.
Probably.
I'm obsessively using toilets.
They are quite toilet friendly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They do like their Christmas poo. Mr. Hankey, was it, or something?
Well, he was, but that was a long time ago. Mr. Hankey hasn't been South Park for many moons.
Yes, you see, now you're talking about finding how long ago it was I last watched.
Oh, so you last watched it when it was all poo and fart jokes?
Probably, yes.
You need to go back to it. It's all political satire now.
Okay.
Well, satire, not necessarily political, but yeah. No, you can't. You can't extrapolate South Park seasons 1 through 4 compared to the rest of it now. It's like an entirely different show.
I did watch the movie. I think that one. That was all right.
So the movie was the start of the turning point.
Okay.
With the whole like Operation Black Shield, when they strap all the black characters on the thing to protect, like that was sort of the start of them dabbling in satire, but it all gets much more.
Nope, we lost your mic completely there.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back now. That's weird. Weird.
What happens?
Basically, you said it all gets, and then there was nothing. Yeah, I'm not liking these headsets. The headsets themselves are fine, but the mic software seems a bit ropey.
I'm sorry, my microphone's a bit ropey.
No, yeah, well, hopefully we'll get them fixed for next time.
For next time. So, apart from South Park, something even more bizarre.
Okay.
Come back to World of Warcraft.
You have? Paying your subs.
Because
it's still subs, isn't it?
I had a time card.
Oh, okay.
In an email that I'd forgotten about. So I'm on a 60-day time card. And I've got Draenor that I never got to play, really, because I only did the Welcome Back 7 days. And I've got Legion Collector's Edition as well.
Okay.
So I've really gone back to Warcraft.
See, I keep thinking of it, but then I think, hang on, I've got Elder Scrolls Online, I've got Black Desert Online. Just the thought of paying for a...
Honestly, I'm really impressed with what they've done since I've been gone. Like, it's not as fast paced as WildStar. You know, like the whole live combat thing in WildStar. I can't remember what they call it, like action combat in WildStar.
Oh right, yeah.
So it doesn't have proper action combat. You're still just standing still, pressing buttons. But there is more mobility in fights than there was previously.
Okay. But directions don't matter.
In what sense?
Do they matter? As in...
As in which way you're facing?
Yes, as in where you are... Yeah, whereabouts you are in the battle.
Yeah.
Because from what I remember, it just mattered how far you were from each other as to whether the button hit... Before, it didn't matter which direction it was, or even if there was something
facing forward. It matters if you're forward or back. So if you get hit from the back, you take more damage.
Did you? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a thing.
Because I don't think, from what I remember, you didn't even need line of sight as such, as long as you were in the pixel range of it.
I'm pretty sure you need line of sight.
Okay. I can't say it's so long since I've played a normal MMO, as in a traditional MMO, like Lord of the Rings, like World of Warcraft, that sort of stuff. But I can't remember. Because typically you just stood in a spot and then hit the right buttons in the right sequences to cause the most damage.
I like to think it's more complicated than that. It feels more WildStar-y.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely feels more WildStar-y than it did before. I'm moving much more during combat. Combat's quicker. I'm killing things quicker when I'm questing. They've completely redone the whole talent tree thing, so you can just sort of spec to how you want to play. There is no sort of right spec. I mean, there's better specs for different tasks. So
yeah.
If I'm doing like multiple, okay, so if I'm doing one-on-one combat, there's better talents than, you know, multiple on one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good. I'm thoroughly impressed. I don't know if I'm so impressed because I'm two expansions behind in my head, so I'm still remembering Mr. Pandaria, where there was a lot of weird stuff in the game.
Well, to be honest, I haven't played it in so long. I did go back for a while, but then I didn't get out of the starting area, really. I didn't get far. I think I got as far as Booty Bay, and that's as far as I got when I went back.
How did you only get as far as Booty Bay?
Well, to start with, when I first played it, it was really hard getting that far. And then when I went back, I only got 7 days or... I didn't get long. And then that's as far as I got, because I restarted again. Mm-hmm. And then that's it, really. And I didn't play anymore. Because when I first played it, it was brand new. So it was really slow going. When he first came out, it was really slow going, I seem to remember.
What, the actual, just vanilla World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Yeah, very slow.
Yeah, so that's why I only got to Booty Bay then. And then when I went back, as I say, I only had about, I think I either a week or 2 weeks to play it. And yeah, that's as far as I got in that time.
And you've never played it since?
No.
Wow.
That was a few years ago. We went back, didn't we? I think it was about 4 years ago.
So you've played Wrath of the Lich King era.
I've played the game at that time, but I've not got past Booty Bay.
So you haven't... Oh, crikey, Aaron.
Yes, because I've only played the first two areas, effectively.
Oh, right. Well, at the moment, it's not... So it's, they're bringing in an ESO-style system, so that they're bringing in the whole... The content will level to your level.
Okay.
So they will... Yeah. They will do it that way. But that's not here at the moment. So you couldn't quest with me in Wards of Draenor, for instance. You'd have to get through to level 90 to quest.
Yeah.
But I think the zones are a bit more generous. But the leveling curve's been really accelerated.
Yeah. That's what I found when I went back.
Do you not have a boost token?
Oh, I've not.
You must have a. Do you have Warlords of Draenor? Do you have Mr. Pandaria? Because that came with a level 80 boost token.
I don't know, because I went back to it after I got some free time. And I went back, but I started again. But I don't know what my account contains.
Oh, you should have a little look. You can log into your account even if you don't have time.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've got, because obviously I've signed into Battle.net because we were playing Destiny.
Which I haven't touched this week.
No, I haven't. I haven't touched it. I ought to play some more of it, but yeah, I did say I'd definitely play some Hellblade this week, so I hit that. I'm going to play some more of that this week. Try and say get halfway through it or something.
No, I've been completely suckered back into World of Warcraft.
You say, I don't know what. I'm opening it up now, but I don't know. Don't know where I can find out. I think it's on your account profile, isn't it, somewhere?
What? But
what expansions I own?
Probably just log into the game. It'll tell you when you boot it up.
I've got Warlords of Draenor.
Oh, right. So you'll have a level 90.
Oh, no. Time expired. Yeah, okay.
But you've got Warlords of Draenor.
I don't know. It says time expired. I don't know what I've got. I've got Starter Edition. Product level Warlords of Draenor Standard Edition. Okay.
Yeah, so you've got Warlords. So you will have a level 90 boost.
Okay, very possibly.
So you could just boost a new character and literally join me on the quests.
Okay.
Which, if you want to do, I'm an Alliance.
You're Alliance, are you?
Yeah, I've got one whole character. I've got a level 6.
I was Alliance.
I've got a level 6 Goblin Rogue that I really enjoy the Goblin Starter Zone. Yeah, that's me with World of Warcraft. I'm completely suckered back into it. I doff my cap, Blizzard. You have done well. And given how much I fully invested into WildStar, I haven't. I haven't turned it on once this week. I haven't even logged in to get my free rewards.
You haven't done your pumpkin whatever?
No, I haven't done Hallows Eve. I've been literally sucking in.
Ah, okay.
By Warcraft.
I did do some of the Black Desert Halloween stuff and then didn't complete it, so, yeah. There was a bit of hoo-ha around that.
Fine.
I can't remember. I think a bunch of people didn't get their rewards. So they have to extend it so that people could get the rewards because there was some glitch or something that meant they didn't get the rewards from the Halloween event.
Sound ideal.
So I think they extended it for at least a few days, but maybe a week. But I didn't bother, so. That's another one of my I usually play that while I'm watching telly.
Or Black Desert.
Yeah. That's one of my games that I play while watching telly. I would do Elite Dangerous, but I play that in VR, so I can't.
You should try World of Warcraft. That's what I can say.
Yeah, it's just the thought of doing a subscription. Given the fact I've got several MMOs that don't need a subscription.
Just do one game time.
Maybe I will. You say I've got. I've been thinking of starting up a server on Worm Unlimited again. Because I've got a friend that's been playing that, so I was tempted to see if I can join in on that and do some more of that. But that is a long slog game because you've got to level up each skill in each utility and That's a long game to play. You play the long game in that. That is slow leveling. You've got to get your spade skill to level 10 before you're allowed to level the land perfectly flat.
Yeah, I haven't started playing that game yet, and I'm really worried it's going to be a massive, massive time drain.
What, Worm?
Not Worm. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Black Desert.
Oh, no. Worm is that's a slow slog. Black Desert can be, you can spend quite a lot. But you can level quite quickly on that if you really want to put the effort in. But I just mill around and fish and craft and, I still haven't claimed all of my rewards from my Founded Edition or whatever I bought originally. Because I pre-ordered it. So I got a bunch of extra goodies. So I've claimed my free pet. But yeah, I've got a bunch of goodies I can claim as well. So I probably ought to do those at some point. I'm always fighting for inventory in that as well.
Is that because you have to buy more inventory, or that's just...
Well, you have to buy more inventory, but if you log in every day you log in, you get something like 100 loyalty points.
Mm-hmm.
And for 1,000 loyalty points, you get a one inventory slot. So for every 10 days you log in, you get a free inventory slot. And there's certain quests that give you inventory slots as well. And it's not hard to get inventory slots. You can obviously buy them for real cash as well.
That's the worst, when they artificially make inventory slots difficult to get hold of.
No, they're not too hard to get hold of. The problem I've got is that I've not leveled. I've not bothered leveling too far, so I've not got far enough in the world to unlock all the inventory slots you get for free. But I've just been unlocking them via logging in bonuses. So if you log in every day, within a month you're getting 3 extra inventory slots if you log in every day and claim your rewards.
It's pretty good.
So that's not bad. I don't do that. Oh, Destiny was patching.
Is that what was killing the microphone?
Very possibly. That was probably killing the network. But yeah.
So the thing that's got me back into Warcraft has been BlizzCon.
Yeah, I saw that was on. Any big news? Wasn't there something about classic World of Warcraft or something?
Correct. So that is the big news, is that they are going to be doing classic Warcraft servers.
Is it Warcraft servers or World of Warcraft servers?
World of Warcraft servers.
World of Warcraft servers. Okay, so vanilla.
Yep.
Oh, because a lot of people wanted those, didn't they?
Apparently so.
Wanted the grind.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Games have moved on a lot since Vanilla World of Warcraft.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You shall see.
So you still have to have a World of Warcraft subscription to play on the classics? The original?
They haven't announced, and that's... Okay. That's going to be the... That's going to be the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not. So no one's entirely sure.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see what...
have to see what's what, really.
What we get, yeah.
Just have to see what's what, and then... get from there. I don't really know. The other things they showed is the new expansion, Battle for Azeroth.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, showing me that on this Blizzard launcher.
Yeah, so Battle for Azeroth is taking it back to basically a bit like vanilla. And it's basically vanilla WoW. It's Horde versus Alliance. There's not a lot to say, really. They're going to do flat leveling, like I said, so light ESO. So they're taking that idea and incorporating that into Warcraft, which is great, because apparently the subscriber count's now at around 5 million. Roughly just under half of what it was during
the peak time, yeah.
So having flat leveling makes sense. They are also going to be doing free-to-play StarCraft 2. So the base game of StarCraft 2 is going to be completely free.
Yeah, I thought it was.
So it is, but with a starter edition, so there's caps to what you can do and achieve.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be uncapping it, so you can do anything and everything. First game, but if you get the expansions now, then you will get them when it goes free to play. So the trick is you can pick up the second expansion very, very cheaply now, like £3.20, I think it is.
Okay.
And then when the free to play goes, you'll still get the base game free to play and the expansion will work with it.
Right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think there was that much else going on. Torchlight developer, Hob. Have you played Hob? It's a new platforming game.
No, yeah.
So that was meant to be excellent, but they've been shuttered. They've been, Runic Games has been killed off by somebody.
Yeah, I'm not big on platforming, so...
No, but Torchlight was excellent. Torchlight was a Diablo-like game. And they obviously couldn't make it. I think Hob only sold 50,000 copies or something.
Okay.
They didn't sell a lot, and they've been shuttered. I don't know if it's as a direct result, but they've been put out to pasture. The other bit of news is about the Switch. You know how the Switch has got a limited storage?
Yes.
Yeah, you know about this?
Yeah, it's well, the base model is about 32 gig minus OS.
Yeah, correct.
And then you can put an SD card in it, yeah.
So it turns out that, what's its face, L.A. Noire on the Switch,
yeah,
will max out your storage if you do a download. So it's about 14.5 gigabyte download if you've got the physical edition of the game. But if you do the download edition of the game, you need something like 29 gig.
Yes. Yeah. So you need a SD card just to put it on.
Yeah. Not great if you're a Switch owner. I think it uses quite expensive storage.
No, it's SD, isn't it? Micro SD. It's standard micro SD, I believe, now.
Is it?
Just like the 3DS, yeah. There's a slot underneath the kickstand, apparently. That takes a micro SD.
Okay.
So it's not that hard. And I think you can put... I think they said it rates up to 2 terabytes.
Right.
But I don't think you can get 2 terabytes yet. But I think 32 gig is about a tenner.
A tenner's not bad.
Yeah, but that means you're going to have to spend a tenner on top of whatever the game costs to get it.
Yeah.
And even if you're buying the physical version, you need... If you've got any download games already, you need another memory card. You need a memory card to put the game on, even though you've bought the physical copy.
Right.
And you're going to have to download 14 gig. 14 gig is a huge download for a patch.
14 gig is quite a big.
If you're buying a physical cartridge, and then having to waste 14 gig of your precious internal storage.
You say waste. I'm not sure I'd say waste.
That's the problem with actual physical media. In selling physical media, in the fact that if you don't get it right first time, and you need to patch a lot of that content, that's a lot of storage space you're using up for what is effectively a physical game, which sort of defeats the object of physical games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for digital.
I don't know, it depends. Obviously, if I was buying a Switch with 32 gig internal storage, I'd want physical, because I want to save that storage for things I need, like download only games. Whereas if I'm, you know, if I've got my PS4 that's got a 2 terabyte external drive on it, digital's fine with me. and probably even better, because then I don't have to root around and swap discs. And same with the PC. I don't want to have to swap discs. Digital's fine for the PC. But for the Vita or the 3DS, it's a bit, I want some physical. Because then, I don't, because the storage on those is limited. I can't put a 4TB drive in those. 3DS, not so much, because obviously the games are tiny, so you don't really care.
Right.
But where a game takes up a whole, the more than all of your internal storage for one download, that's just not.
Yeah, but that's because Nintendo have chosen to put in a stupid amount of storage.
Yes, yes. They could have easily have put a,
you know, 32 gig. It's clearly a ridiculous amount of storage in this day and age.
It is, it is.
You know, when people are whinging that the original consoles came, like I say, the original consoles this generation came with 500 gig.
Yes.
You know, if you release a console with 32 gig, then that's clearly a nonsense.
Yeah. You're relying on effectively a purchase of I'd say you'd probably want a 128 gig micro SD card.
You'd probably want a terabyte micro SD card.
Well, yeah, but you can't. I don't think terabyte micro SD aren't feasible at the moment.
No.
No, no. You can. I don't know whether you can even get them. Hang on, let me just have a quick search for 1TB. I don't think you can get 1TB. You might be able to get. You can get 200 gig micro SD for £70.
£270, did you just say?
No, 200 gig for £70.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That's quite a lot.
It's not outrageous. I don't feel it's outrageous. I'm going for it's not outrageous.
Well, for that price, I can get several terabyte hard disks for. But yes. As storage goes wise, it's probably not. But the fact that you're going to have to put that in your... If you put that 200 gig in your Switch and then download L.A. Noire, which is what? What did you say, 30 gig?
Yeah, so it's 10 games, probably.
Well, a lot less than that, if it's 30 gig.
Yeah, but a lot of the physical games don't require such large downloads. This is the first time that it's
well,
been an issue.
Yeah, but if you're just going digital, you're talking, you've got probably got about, what? Yeah, maybe you can get 10, maybe 11, yeah. 12 games.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That £70 worth of storage is used up. It just seems a bit much. Obviously, the price of storage is going to come down. So what you're probably best at doing net these days is maybe buying several 32 gig. Because for that £70, you could buy 7 32 gig, maybe even more cards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's... So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Oh, there's a 512.
Okay. How much is the 512?
£230.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, you...
Other bit of news this week has been Battlefront 2 loot crate chest changes just in time for the launch of the game.
Okay.
So they reversed some of it. I mean, it's still very possible that it's a PR smudge rather than a genuine benefit.
Okay.
Because they were quite funny with their wording in the announcement. But essentially, you're going to be able to... More things are not available in loot chests. So more things are tied to leveling.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've moved more stuff across to crafting.
Right.
And you'll get the ingredients through play.
Yeah.
But what they haven't said, which is where it starts to get a little bit cheeky, is how much play be required to
get your ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And are your ingredients also in your loot crates?
Ingredients. Yes.
Okay.
So they've made it more fair, i.e. you can get everything through a reasonable amount of play.
Yeah.
But frankly, who knows?
Who knows? Let's see what their reasonable is.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
If it takes you 10 hours to craft one thing that will last you one play, it's maybe not the best idea.
It's a bit silly, isn't it?
Because are there other things you craft disposable as well?
Are the things you craft disposable? No. I believe they're permanent weaponries.
Okay. That's not quite so bad then.
So yeah, so I believe they're permanent. But who knows? It's all a bit... I'm not committing myself to that one.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. I'm not getting it anyway.
No.
I've still not played Battlefront 1 yet, and I've got that sat here for a long time. So.
I said I'm not committing myself, and I wouldn't recommend anyone else commits themselves until you have actually shown their hand.
Yeah, that's out soon though, isn't it?
Next week.
Okay. We'll see how long.
That's going to be out pretty soon. Pretty soon. That's it. There wasn't any other news.
Okay.
Apart from my newfound re-obsession with Warcraft. Which is the danger of a game like Warcraft, really.
Yes, yeah. Warcraft can be, yeah.
Because I used to raid at a really high level.
I never raided. I never got that far. As I say, I didn't get really past Booty Bay, but, you know.
So, Wrath of the Lich King era raiding was one of my favourite things in the game. It was just brilliant. And I quite like the raiding. It's a bit of a dirty thing to say about Warcraft.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like the raiding in Cataclysm, but I quite liked it.
Okay. I have to say,
tell me that I'm wrong.
Don't know much about it at all.
It's very good. The graphics have been updated in the game as well.
Have they? Oh, that'd be...
But it's still, you know, it's still cel-shaded and a bit cartoony, but...
I'll maybe have a look then.
Just log in. You can log in for free. If your character's under level 20, I believe, you can play for free.
I might have a look. Because I can always just create a new character.
Yeah, correct. I'm over on Sylvanas, if anyone wants to join, which is a PvP route that I'm probably going to be getting out of Sylvanas soon. Because James is over on Dragonblight.
Okay.
So I'm going to go and join James. I need to have a look at the character transfer fees are, if they're anything like they used to be, then I will not be doing it. Oh, but apparently cross-realm play will be a thing.
Okay.
So that will eliminate that, and PvP will be a toggle even on PvP. Like, they're eliminating realm type, basically, apart from the thing. What's it called? RPing.
The RP servers, okay. Yeah.
So RP will still be RP, but everything else will be normal, and you just toggle yourself on for world PvP. And because it's all going to be like inter-server stuff.
Yeah.
So you'll just be able to get involved.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, it sounds better for me.
Yeah. Well, what that doesn't do is when you reach level 30, I think you automatically get toggle for PvP.
Okay.
Because all the end game stuff is mostly PvP anyway.
Right.
But I think I've only just reached level 10 or something. I don't know.
A little while, it's going to wipe out silly season. I will try and play some other stuff. Promise.
Uh, Yeah, I need to get through some of my backlog. But yeah, as I say, I'm going to play Hellblade first. What's that?
Sup at the Cup of Warcraft.
I don't know whether I dare start.
Do it, Aaron.
But yeah, there's lots of other ones I want to play. So I need to get some more of my backlog done. Because I've definitely bought some games. I want to do Life is Strange. I want to finish that.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those games that
I want to finish the first one. I keep seeing YouTube videos of Life is Strange and going, I want to watch them, but no, I don't. I want to play them first, then watch them. Because I want my first experience to be mine, and then I can watch somebody else's experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
I agree. Don't do other people's experiences. But Aaron, if people want to tell you about their experiences, where can they get in touch with you?
If they tweet at AaronHUK, I shall probably reply.
Brilliant. You can tweet at Fleischy if you want to speak to me. You can tweet at the Loopcasters if you want to speak to a random combination of either of us. You can email us, theloopcasters@hotmail.com, and you can go to our spangly website over at theinternetloopcast.com.
Yes.
Until next time. Bye-bye from the both of us.
See you. Bye.
Then. Bye.